Survive. Thrive. Stay alive. It's time to get prepared with the Prepping Academy podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Prepping Academy. I'm Forrest. Today I am driving down the road. Wanted to get a podcast out. Haven't done one in a while. This will be more of an update with, I think I'm going to a shorter format on some of my podcasts just so I won't be under such pressure to produce a longer podcast. But anyway, I'm also in my vehicle. I apologize for the sound. I don't have the quietest car in the world, that's for sure. But anyway, I wanted to give you guys a quick update. This one will be 10-15 minutes long. Tenderfoot has not killed me. I'm still alive. Tenderfoot's still out there. Also been talking with Kyle. Everybody remembers Kyle's from when we first started the podcast. He may come back on the show. Tenderfoot may come back on the show. We may just have a big old powwow. So, but some of the things that's been going on, some of the reasons why I haven't put out a podcast is because I've been slammed. Not just in my you know, 9-to-5 job, but in this prepping world, a lot of things have been going on. And with PrepperNet, which I'm going to do an entire podcast just of all the benefits of why you need to be a member of PrepperNet. But this one's going to be an update. So the update is I've been slammed. Some of the things that over the last month and a half, I guess Arthur Bradley, the scientist from NASA, expert on EMPs and CMEs, was my last podcast. And since that podcast, I've been to Vegas, went to a show out in Vegas called the Preparedness Experience. That was put on by some of my expert panel members, which was Ryan Mitchell, Brian Duff, and Lisa and Dale Goodwin. A great show out there. It was a lot of training. Went to the North American Rescue Training Center, where I, again, for probably the fifth or sixth or seventh or eighth time, took a trauma training class that North American Rescue taught. There were times I was scared to death. You can imagine, you know, you have to determine if you need to put a tourniquet on. And, you know, it's just, just a trauma class. But they put us under pressure. They did a stress test kind of with us. We walked in the room, smoke, flashing lights, very dark, flash bangs going off. It was, oh my goodness, my heart stopped. I took at least 10 steps into the room, and I assure you, my heart was not even beat. I mean, not even pumping, because it just took my breath away. I was not expecting that. And the concussion from it and the sound, oh my goodness. And they said it wasn't a full flashbang. So anyway, it was intense, to say the least. I think we did a good job. They gave us a certificate. And then the next 2 days, we taught classes. Ryan and I, and Ryan and Dale and Lisa had a good turnout. And I taught one on survival groups and putting together a survival kind of bug out plan / notebook. If you've done a bug out plan, you know that your notebook actually has to kind of go along with that. And so I did that. We got very good feedback. I'm sure that the preparedness experience, they're going to do it again. They're making arrangements, I think, right now to do it again. Not sure when or where. Vegas is always a good time. And we were really kind of busy. I kind of hung out. And so, oh, Sarah Hathaway, the author, was a teacher. It was, so I've met her online. What a great person. I really enjoyed being around her and meeting her. She is an author, does a podcast as well. I think it's called The Ever-Changing Earth or something. Look her up, read her books. But man, it was her and her husband both. It was just a pleasure to meet her in person and hang out with them. Great people, absolutely great people. Of course, I gave them a hard time the entire time because they're from California. And I told them they must be the only two preppers out there, which, you know, just a joke. But also Dale and Lisa, I remember joining their prepping academy. It was called Survivalist Prepping Academy or something years ago. And we determined that I was one of the first members 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, whenever it was. I was one of the founding members, in a sense, or newest members or when they released that. And that was, it had to be 5 years ago, if not more. And I met them. Again, great people. I mean, these are people that are, they walk the talk. They do. They do. So, and then Ryan Mitchell, you guys know him from the Tiny Life. He's from my hometown. We spend a lot of time together. We eat out a lot, kind of throw things back and forth to each other. And then Brian Duff as well. He does the Mind for Survival podcast. And so it was just a good experience. Went out there on Thursday, came back on Monday and to Vegas, and had a good time. It's always good just to spend time with preppers and meeting new people. And, you know, Brian was on my expert panel, and I never had met him. I just knew him, in a sense, through Ryan Mitchell. But that was a great time. Then we released some things within PrepperNet that we'll talk about probably in the future episode. But been working hard with PrepperNet, getting everything working right, speeding up the website. We're in 63 cities now, so that thing is just chugging along, and just growth is just going crazy. And then we went to Heritage Life Skills in Waynesville, North Carolina. And what a great event. They had classes every hour and a half from blacksmithing to canning meat, making cheese. I taught again my thing, survival groups, to security. They even had this interactive kind of gun range with I guess airsoft guns. Had to pie a room to make sure there's no bad guys in there. To a survival notebook. I think Franklin Horton, expert panel member, I think he taught one on survival notebooks. Just a great experience. If you've never been to one of these, not gun shows, but like a prepping or preparedness experience, seminar, fair, whatever you want to call it, expo, I mean, it's just good to get out and meet the people. You read, you listen to on podcast. It's just a good experience. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. And so, but the classes were great. I got to spend some good time with Charlie Hogwood, which is on my expert panel. He wrote a book on survival groups. I also wrote a recent book, and I don't know the name of it. That's going to kill me. And it's a pandemic. I remember reading that. It just flipped me out. I literally sent him a text message saying, dude, you caused me to like wash my hands like 50 times today because of your book. It was a great book. I'm telling you, it was a good read. That's by Charlie Hogwood. Then spent time with Sam Kopler from Forward Observer. He does the Intel, the ACE program. He taught some classes. I spent a lot of time with both them. One night, the first night, we went out to eat with a bunch of people. Then we came back and we all just kind of got out our laptops, was checking our emails, just kind of hanging out and just chatting about life and prepping and the industry, and just a good time. So also there was Scott Hunt from Practical Preppers, which is also, so at this particular meet at Heritage Life Skills, on my expert panel was Sam Kopler from Forward Observer, Charlie Hogwood from Ready to Go Preps, Scott Hunt from Practical Preppers, Jane and Rick Austin, that's Survivor Jane and Rick Austin, they're both on my expert panel. Also Franklin Horton, which is an author, the Borrowed World series, he was there. It was really good just to spend time with my expert panel from PrepperNet, throw some things by them, get their feedback, and just spend time with them. It was a great, Heritage Life Skills is one of the best events in the nation. It just is. These guys I'm talking about, and there were other, Angry American was there. He even had his daughter Little Bit that's in all the books. Just a boy, Craven was there, author. Kevin Pierce, which is the reader of all these books. Mark Goodwin from Prepper Recon, and he was there. There were just a lot of people there that you could just hang out with, sit at the table, walk down the halls with, and just have a conversation with. And I really enjoy that. It really pumps me up when I do that. You know, in this, the prepping world right now, it's kind of down. Everyone says book sales are down. Retail outlets are saying that sales are down. I mean, just every aspect of the prepping survival industry is down. I guess that's the Donald Trump effect. And it's going to come back. We need to persevere. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And if you're not preparing, you're looking at this as a sprint. And this, I mean, that's not what this is. This preparedness is a lifestyle. It is a way of life. It's also knowing something others just don't know. And there's a cool factor to that as well. At least I think. But again, Heritage Life Skills is in Waynesville. Carolina Readiness, which is out of Waynesville, it's a retail outlet. They are the ones, her name's Jan, that puts this on. Great event. One of the best events I go to. Then after that, this past weekend, I went to Mother Earth News Conference. When I say this past weekend, this weekend. It's Sunday currently. But Mother Earth News Fair up in Asheville, North Carolina. I drove up there. We had a booth there. Saw all kinds of people. I saw Jane and Rick Austin there. I saw Chin. If you've ever read any, I mean, he's in like five or six of the books, from Franklin to Angry American. I don't even know all the books he's in. But Chin was there. And who else does? Oh, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy. Hung out with them. That was one of the main reasons I went, because I wanted to, they're on my expert panel as well, and wanted to go out to eat with them and hang out and talk to them about some things that PrepperNet is doing and about to do, and get their buy-in and their approval and also their input. And we had a blast. We went to Chili's, and gosh, I don't know if we were there, maybe 3 hours. I don't know. It was just a good time. We talked about everything from when they met to, you know, the fires in, you know, in their in Gatlinburg, to Preppernat, to all things prepping. They're good friends with Charlie Hogwood. It was just good time to see them. And so last year at this same event, Mother Earth News Fair, I think it was last year, we went out to eat, and both times they bought my dinner, and I didn't mean for them to, but he was, Dr. Bones is a little sneaky, and he, both times, I actually went to the, this was last year, I went to our waitress and said, here's my credit card, I'm paying for the table. And the lady goes, oh, that gentleman over there has already given me his credit card. And I'm like, what? Because on Friday night, he bought my lunch, and I mean, my dinner. And on Saturday night, I was going to, you know, in kind, return it, the favor kind of thing. And he beat me to it. So this year, I had it pre-planned. As soon as I walked in, I'm like, here's my credit card. I got this table. And so, but great time spending with them. Saw a bunch of Preppernat people that, you know, from the Asheville region. Had a lot of you guys know Eric from Asheville, and then his right-hand person, Michael. They were there working the booths, and it was just a good time. Again, if you haven't been to any of these, you got to get out and go. One thing at the end of the year that we're doing in October, this is going to be the absolute best thing you've ever been to in your life. Absolutely, without a doubt. Preppernat is putting on a bug out weekend. It's going to be in the middle of North Carolina. It's called Uwharrie National Forest. I think it's part of the Uwharrie National Forest, but it's Morrill Mountain Campground, I believe is what it is. It's near Albemarle, North Carolina. And if you're a Preppernat member, which means you can go and join, we are going to have a bug out. So last year we did this, and everyone said it was the best event they went to all year. Last year we charged nothing. You just get your campsite, you know, pay the, you know, it is a state park. And we hung out. We actually got leaders and experts within our Preppernat to teach the classes. And we had classes from leatherworking to, I did one on rabbits because a lot of times I open my mouth and I need to just keep it shut. But I was telling people and bragging how I could take a rabbit in a minute and 30 seconds, a live rabbit, and have them on the grill. And so people wanted to see that. So I'm like, okay, let's do it. So while teaching the class and while explaining what I was doing, I still beat the minute and 30 seconds. It's so easy to clean a rabbit. But so that was one. We had first aid, we had comms. This year we're doing a little different. We're charging $10 per adult just because we needed some extra spending money to buy name tags, some lanyards, some handouts. And so it's $10 a person. But if you just go join Preppernat, you need to be a member anyway. And I'm going to do, like I said, a whole show on Preppernat and why you need to join. But go to Preppernat. Preppernat.com. There's a basic membership, which is free. There's a ton of things you get with the basic membership. We also have a premium membership for $40. That gives you some free downloads, like books, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 books for free. You also get a webinar, roughly one webinar per month. You also get a huge discount buying program that we are releasing. We've got a few items on there now. One is Legacy Food. Oh, I need to talk about that in a minute. But go and join. And also help support what we're doing. I mean, $40 is not going to break you. I'm not begging for money. But, you know, what Preppernat is doing is there's nothing like it right now. And it is beneficial for the entire prepping industry, and you just need to go and join, period. Not begging, but it will help me provide the services that I want to provide to you guys. This is not a moneymaker. It just costs a lot of money to do it. So anyway, one thing I wanted to say, this is going to step on some toes, and you know what? I've never been one to not step on toes. But I want you to rethink something. Right now, the government of the United States is suing I forgot who they're suing. They are suing Wise Food. That's exactly it. What? Because Wise has been, according to the government, dishonest about the servings and the serving size and the proportions and the weight, all that. They've been dishonest about that. So the government is suing them. I'll just say this. If you have a survival instructor, if you have a podcast you've been listening to for the last 5 years, and they've been promoting Wise Food, you need to stop watching them, listening to them, or visiting their website. 6 years ago, and 7 years ago, in my personal survival group, we did a study to find out which long-term freeze-dried food would be best for my group. For the price, for the calories, for, you know, the nutritional rate, value, you know, preservatives. We did that. We analyzed, I think it was 15 different companies. And we came up with, at the time, Legacy. Now, we haven't done that in a few years, but we came up with Legacy. That's what PrepperNet sells on their website right now. But imagine this, the survival experts, the podcasts, the people that you read, you watch, you listen to, if they were promoting Wise Food, they didn't take time to research and find out that Wise was actually one of the worst values that you could get. The reason they were pushing it is because they wanted to make money. Your interest was not high priority for them. And that would piss me off if I bought some Wise Food from an expert, I'm doing air quotes here, expert in the industry that didn't care enough to research the product and compare it against other products and provide you with the best product they could do. Because before they started selling Wise Food, they could have done the research and they could have sold any food. They could have signed up with Legacy or Patriot Foods or Mountain House. They could have signed up for any of these other ones, but they didn't do the research. That should tick you off. It ticks me off. And so that's just my little soapbox there. Anyway, hey, when you listen to an expert, you expect them to know what they're doing, know what they're saying, and when they make a recommendation, you trust it. And it really irks me when people, when apparently Wise was so far off and so dishonest that the government has come down on them, but yet your experts are probably still selling it. I'm just, so-called experts are still selling it. So anyway, that's a little soapbox. I'll get off that. So PrepperNet is, not PrepperNet, Prepping Academy, which is the podcast here. We're still kicking. We just have taken a little bit of time off. We apologize. We got some things lined up. I've been working hard. I got a 10 podcast series. I'm going to be talking about survival groups. That's what I'm about, is survival groups. And so I'm going to do, I think it's a 10-part series on it. I got some authors we're going to interview. Back to survival groups. I just don't know if I can get on a soapbox again with you guys. I'm going to, but please, you know, it's just, I don't, okay, I'm going to do it. Okay, Your most important prep, the number one most important prep you can do, above all other preps, is being in a survival group. It's more important than you personally know how to know how to filter water or to grow food. Because lone wolves die. Lone wolves are not going to survive very well. You need to be in a community or a group. That is the number one thing, prep, that you can do. And people go, no, that's not true. I'm telling you, if I offered you 100 guns, 10,000 rounds for each gun, and if you're by yourself, you're still not going to survive. But I could put someone with absolutely zero skills in a group of Navy trained SEALs, and the person still can survive with no skills whatsoever. I'm telling you, being in a group, it helps with mindset. It helps with, you know, making light, you know, a lot of work, light, you know, what's it, many hands make light work. I'm telling you, the most important prep is being in a survival group. So I'm going to step on toes again. Man, this is, I'm going to get some emails on this, but it just comes from the heart, guys. If you guys have listened to me, you know that I've been in a group for 18 years. 18 years. We have a lot of people in my group. We have 19 families, and two singles. That's 123 people. I've consulted with a bunch of prepping groups. This is kind of what I do. Groups are my thing. I've been doing it for 15 years, consulting with groups. So, again, we have all the... I mean, so... Man, I'm trying to dance, but I just can't. If your expert doesn't talk about groups on a regular basis, meaning, if he talks about purifying water, it needs to come from the aspect of being in a group. If he talks about gardening, it needs to come from the aspect of being in a group. Everything you do, everything an expert talks about, needs to come from the aspect of a group. Groups should be the most common denominator in the survival prepping world, period. You can disagree with me, but I'm telling you, I'm correct. So, when he talks about solar, it needs to come from the aspect of being in a group. If your expert doesn't talk about groups, that's because he or she is not in a group. He or she is not in a group. So, the experts out there that are not talking about groups, and it's the most fundamental concept in prepping and preparedness, one of the most important things, I see a problem with that. That tells me two things. One, they're not in a group, and they can't speak on it. And if they do speak on it, they speak garbage. So they're not in a group. So the most fundamental thing, the most fundamental preparation you can do is be in a group. And if they're not in it, that concerns me. Two, they might use this thing called, well, it's OPSEC. Okay, I can almost buy that, but I don't. I say I can almost buy that because when you first start your group, there is a lot of concern about OPSEC because you don't have rules, you don't have policies, you might not have a retreat, you're just learning to trust people. But an established group, which I've consulted with many, they're not so concerned about OPSEC. They're not, because they have their crap together. They know what they're doing. They've got things protected. They know what they can say and what they can't say. So, if it's a new group, these experts, and they're not talking about it, maybe it's because they just started the group. But after a time, you've got to talk about it. We've got to get this information out. Groups is the most important prep. We've got to get experts talking about it. And the problem is there's not many experts out there. I only know two other, I will call myself an expert. I've been in one for 18 years. I have consulted with, I don't even know. It's over 30 groups, maybe even higher than 40. The only two other experts that I know that talk about groups, that I know that are in groups, I would listen to about groups, is Charlie Hogwood. He's written the book on survival groups. He knows what he's talking about. He's got documentations you can buy, a book you can buy. He knows, he's an expert on groups. He talks about groups. He's in a group. And Jonathan Hollerman, he wrote a book on survival theory. He talks about groups. He's in a group. They're both friends of mine. And these are the experts you need to listen to. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy. I know Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy. They're covered, trust me. But their main thing is medical, okay? Amron, JJS, he talks about groups, but his main thing is comms. So I understand how they focus in and they teach one thing. That's not to say they're not in a group, but I'm talking about your general experts out there, so-called experts. But anyway, I may lose a lot of friends on this, and I've covered this with my expert panel, and they are 100% behind me. They agree with me, and but you've got to be in a group. That's what PrepperNet is all about, is meeting people. I saw a video on YouTube the other day. The guy mentions PrepperNet. And the guy's right on. I wish I knew who it was. I just don't recall. But you got to be in a group. I mean, there's just no way around it. And find out why your expert doesn't talk about it. Because if, you know, that's all I'm going to say on that. I will be doing one on a whole series on groups. And I'll be doing a little update on like PrepperNet and what's going on with that and why you need to be a member. Guys, sorry we haven't been on the air. Just been slammed. And we're still out here pulling for you. We're doing everything we can to get you ready for whatever you're preparing for. And just know that without a group, you're going to die. That's one of the statements. All my friends know me from that making that statement. You just got to be in a group or a network. Or a community. And when I say community, I don't really mean your neighborhood, because there are four or five people in my neighborhood that they're just scary. They're just scary. But anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this. Hope you know, don't go and share this with everyone. I don't want to make everyone in the world mad, but I'm just speaking truth. And if you disagree with me, send me an email. No problem. Go to preppingacademy.com. I got a contact there. But if you agree with me, send me a message too and say, dude, I agree with you. What? How do I mean, just ask me questions. I'm available. I respond to all the emails, good or bad. Well, if they're really bad, I don't. But just being real. But anyway, contact us, preppingacademy.com. Again, it's Forrest. I appreciate you guys listening to my rant today. And you guys take care.
Thanks for listening to the Prepping Academy podcast. Preppers unite at www.preppingacademy.com.